Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad where I am, which is Livingston, Montana, southeastern Montana, right on top of, as Montana goes around the northwest corner of Wyoming, that's where we are, right on top, and in Big Sky Country. And you can't appreciate that term, Big Sky Country, that moniker for the state. You can't appreciate what that means. It almost sounds presumptuous, doesn't it? It almost sounds like they're bragging a little bit, you know, but people from Montana, but it's not, folks. If you ever get up here, when you see it, when you drive through one of these valleys, and you see what you see out here, you'll say to yourself, that's what they mean. And you can tell that they're not, you'll be able to tell that they're not bragging at all. It's the real thing. I want you to meet someone. I want you to meet Dale Sexton. Dale is a native of Livingston, Montana, right here where I am, and he's a small business owner just like you. He's an outfitter, and I've asked him to join us today. I've gotten to know Dale over the last few weeks, and he's been very helpful to us, and I've asked Dale to join us and talk to us a little bit about what's going on here in the area and about what's going on, what's it like to be a small business owner out here on Main Street in Montana. Dale Sexton, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Very much, very glad to be with you this morning.
It's great to have you here. Thank you so much for being such a great ambassador for Montana, for Big Sky Country, for the southeastern quadrant of Montana, and for the local community. Dale, tell the audience the name of your business.
Well, I have two businesses, actually. I have a small outdoor retail store here in Livingston, Montana, called Timber Trails. And that's my primary business. And then I'm also a fly fishing outfitter here in Montana. And that gives me a really good excuse to get out of the office a couple of days during the week, during the basically starting in April through October. So.
Right. So we're going to talk about your businesses a little bit more in the next segment. But what I want to do now is I want you to talk to us about now you were born here in Livingston, right?
Yep, I was born and raised here, and haven't found any place better, kind of finding it hard to leave for sure.
What was it like growing up here in this part of the country? This is, folks, this is cowboy country. This is wide open spaces, right, Dale?
Yeah, it is. It is cowboy country, and cowboy and Indian country for that matter. At least historically, it has been. But that said, we do have all the modern conveniences. You know, we do have electricity and we do have running water, unlike you might hear.
And pretty darn good internet connection, I'll tell you that, too.
We do have high-speed internet as well, which is very important for doing business this day, for sure. But, you know, living in Montana, I know a lot of people dream about being here, and I've been living most people's dream for a long time now, And like I said, I haven't been able to find a place much better to suit my needs. And if you like being outside and enjoying Mother Nature and fishing and hiking and biking and skiing and basically immersing yourself in the natural world, there's no place better.
And I heard there was one person who was here once over the history of the state who was pretentious, and you guys ran him off. Everybody else, nobody else here. I haven't run into anybody who has an ounce of pretense in them. That's pretty cool.
Yep, that's for sure. Yep, we are.
When you travel the circles that I do in the marketplace all across the country, you bump into a few pretentious people, and that's one of the nice things about being here. So, talk to us about Main Street, Livingston. What's it like? What's a typical day like in business on Main Street?
Well, you know, it's Livingston is, you know, we're a destination very in close proximity to Yellowstone National Park, and mm-hmm. Yellowstone's about an hour away. And
it's a good launching place for Yellowstone, isn't it?
It is, yep, exactly. In fact, a lot of people consider it somewhat of a gateway of Yellowstone, even though mm-hmm. we're not an entrance to Yellowstone. A number of people do pass through Livingston en route to Yellowstone. In fact, back when Yellowstone was first established, Yellowstone served as a rail entrance to the park and was responsible for getting a lot of the folks here, and that was mm-hmm. one of the primary jumping off points, so to speak. And
how's the economy here?
The economy is good. We had a blip like everybody did starting back in 2008, but we've put that behind us. And Livingston runs a little bit behind the curve, at least Montana does in general, with regard to the national economy. But also one of the interesting things is, you know, our peaks and valleys aren't quite as our peaks aren't as high right. and our valleys aren't quite as low. Our ups and downs
that's
aren't
actually,
as extreme.
That's not a bad thing either.
But no, it is. Yep,
there's a lot of agriculture here, right? A lot of cattle. I didn't see much row crops. I saw a lot of hay and a lot of cattle, mm-hmm. sheep, that sort of thing, right?
Yep. Primarily, livestock is a huge part of the local economy and in Montana in general. If you got to have cattle, you got to have hay. And
that's right.
A big part. And the value of water is crucial. It's
How big is tourism to the local economy? Do you have any idea?
It's very large. I can't give you a number off the top of my head, but it's a big part of the backbone of Livingston for sure. You know, and that revolves primarily around Yellowstone Park, and you know their biggest season is the fishing.
In the summer. Don't forget the fishing and the hiking and all that, right? I'm not going to let you forget the fishing, Dan.
Well, we don't want too many fishermen here, Jim. You know, I caught so many
fish yesterday that I decided to give them a break, and I started catching them. I started casting with my left hand just to give the fish a break.
That sounds like a fishtail, if you ask me.
Hey, Dan, stand by. We're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk to Dale again about his business. What's it like being having he's got a retail store, folks. It's a cool store. You go in there and you buy all kinds of stuff. You buy shirts, backpacks, boots. You can buy whatever you need to be out in the open country, out in the open air. And that's what these people do. That's their lives. They want to be outside. And if you like that, then you need to come to Montana, southeastern Montana, Livingston, Montana. And when we come back, we're going to talk about his business and also his outfitting business, where he helps people find fish. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.